I'm Tim Burke for the Big Rapids Radio Network. Here's the news for Friday evening, April 28th, 2017. It's a way to dispose of unused prescription drugs before they fall into the wrong hands. Saturday is National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. In Michigan, it runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 30 locations, including FSU's Department of Public Safety, Big Rapids Department of Public Safety, the Mecosta County Sheriff's Office, the Osceola County Sheriff's Office, and the Reed City Police Department. Studies show a majority of abused prescription drugs come from family and friends, including from the home medicine cabinet. There's been a lot of talk about a tax rollback in Lansing, but Governor Rick Snyder says he's not in favor of it.
I don't see a rollback really being that viable at this point in time. I think that's challenging. But again, people, that's part of the legislative process. I want to be open-minded for whatever may come.
He says lawmakers might consider a rebate, a one-time check back to voters, but he's not endorsing that idea either. U.S. Senator Christopher Dodd once called children, quote, our greatest asset and our most precious treasure. And despite weather that turned cold and blustery, that sentiment was reflected by Big Rapids at Thursday's annual Children's Parade. Parade organizer Luann Gregory says there's always a good turnout.
It might be a lower turnout due to the weather, but in the past we've had anywhere from 900 to 1,200.
One resident along the parade route summed up the reason many were in attendance.
To see my grandchildren.
Although many children said they were happy to get out of school for the parade, most were glad to get back on their buses after the half-mile walk down Michigan Avenue. A number of area schools are considered among the top in the nation. That's according to an annual ranking by U.S. News & World Report. Crossroads Charter Academy and Morley Stanwood High School both earned bronze medals, while Big Rapids High School earned a silver. That puts them in the top 30% of high schools across the nation. Michigan could become the 31st state to put limits on legislators turned lobbyists. A pair of bipartisan bills introduced in Lansing would institute a minimum 2-year cooling-off period before former legislators can become registered lobbyists.
With this wait period, I think everyone would feel comfortable. Yeah, that's a sufficient time to lose that influence that you may have over the lobbyists or the lobbyists may have had over you.
State Representative Jim Runstad worked with David LeGrand on the bills, which have been referred to the Elections and Ethics Committee. Nearly 40,000 pets are euthanized every year in Michigan. That's why the Bissell Pet Foundation is once again sponsoring an Empty the Shelters Day this Saturday at about 65 shelters throughout the state.
There are a lot of homeless pets for different reasons, for wandering away from home by mistake that, you know, just couldn't find its way back, to being dropped off because they're not wanted anymore, to the owners dying. I mean, there are great pets in the shelters, and our whole purpose is to help these animals find a home.
Bissell Pet Foundation founder Kathy Bissell says they'll pay the adoption fees on Saturday, but if you adopt a pet, you'll have to pay for a license. There's more information at BisselPetFoundation.org. Speed limits are going up along a lot of Michigan roadways, and that means police are getting ready for the change. Steve Gove has more.
With the speed limit increasing to 75 miles per hour along 600 miles of Michigan Highway, members of law enforcement are preparing for the change one day at a time.
Other than us just monitoring the speed limits, you know, the legislation and the things that were going on, there hasn't been any opinions that I've heard from the Sheriff's Association or from fellow sheriffs. You know, it's one of those deals where if it happens, we kind of go with the flow and step up to the plate and make sure we're doing all we can to enforce what the speed limit's going to be and then, you know, police the accidents or incidents that occur.
Michael Main is sheriff of Isabella County, where U.S. 127 runs north and south throughout. It's among the miles of highway rising to 75 miles per hour. From the News Update Desk, I'm Steve Gove reporting.
This Sunday, the Barreton Conservation Club is sponsoring the Mecosta County Boater Safety Class, starting at 10 a.m. The class will cover everything from operating skills to the new age requirements for personal watercraft. To sign up or for more information, call 989-382-5288 or visit the Barreton Public Library. An amateur sports competition, the 2017 State Games of America will be held in West Michigan this summer. They'll feature some 48 sports, including figure skating, cycling, and soccer, at venues throughout West Michigan. Events coordinator Eric Engelbart says they expect 12,000 athletes and 25,000 fans. He says the games will pump $10 million into the West Michigan economy. That's the news for Friday evening, April 28th, 2017. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke.